We don't normally like to draw attention to our flaws or the dirty corners of our life, do we? We like to avoid those areas. I think that's why we love filters so much. I mean, with the click of a button, wrinkles are gone, my eyes and teeth are sparkling, and there is a glow all over my face. This influencer on social media, who is already very vulnerable and honest with her life, which I love, she posted a before and after pic of herself. It was a side-by-side comparison of real life image versus made up and filtered image. She asked her followers to post theirs as well. It was awesome. If all we see are all the cleaned up versions, we never realize how rough the real version really is at times. If we don't see it as it is, then we begin believing a false version of reality, don't we? But when the curtain is pulled back and the light is turned on, it's an entirely new perspective. That's why I love the truth of God's word so much. It shines a light on what we can't see, revealing what is true. My husband recently replaced a lot of light bulbs in our home. Wow, I never realized we were practically living in darkness. God was so right when he said light is good. That's how truth is in our lives. The light gets turned on. The soft filter is removed. The shades are opened up so the sun can shine in and reveal the dirt, wrinkles, scars, and areas we've allowed cobwebs and dust to settle. Church, Bible-believing, Jesus followers, we need to wake up and turn the light on. Take off the filters that we're living our life with, trying to portray perfection to the world, and get real with our dirt and scars and display to the world our desperate need for Jesus. What does that look like, though, day in and day out? As you get up and go through your day, how can you turn the light on to reveal areas you need to clean out? Filters you need to peel away and changes you need to make. You turn on the light of truth. 1 John 1, 5-10. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. My favorite part of that verse is God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. The closer I am to God, the more I see. What was in the dark is revealed, and the true condition of who I am apart from God is crystal clear. You can't see what you can't see. Don't be blind to what is true. Turn the light on. Dig into the truth of God's living word. Read it every day. Pray every day. The closer you move toward God, his light of truth shines over you, in you, and throughout every part of you to reveal what needs to be removed, restored, renewed, and realigned. That's the truth. I want to be in the light. Shine it bright on me, Lord. I know when God looks at me, he sees me through the blood of Jesus. That's one filter I'm thankful for every single day. I'm Lori Klein.